Good day. I trust that you've been blessed this week. God's encouragement is for you to ask, think, and to request, and that God wants to do way beyond your wildest dreams. But you know that our imagination, our meditations, our thinking, our thoughts can either be a stronghold that limits us, or we can connect it to a finished product of what it looks like and feels like to live in the promise. The Bible says, now faith is, I can begin to dwell and meditate and think about what it is to live in the fulfillment of a promise by the imaginations of my heart. In Psalm chapter 1, it says this, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. So he's saying, you are blessed when you don't hang out with the wrong crowd, because the wrong crowd is going to be your naysayers. It's going to be your vision stealers. It's going to be the ones like blind Bartimaeus who's saying, no, leave Jesus alone. You can't think like that. Nothing is possible. The ones who will steal those things which you are believing for, they're going to tell you it's not going to be possible. And it says, blessed is the man who doesn't hang out with those kind. Then verse 2, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Then verse 3, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. He's saying the one who meditates on the law, who meditates on the promises of God, the Bible says here, will be like a tree that is firmly planted that will bear much fruit. The word meditate there means to ponder. It means to imagine. It's a form of a prayer. So he's saying that as I begin to imagine what it is to think, to meditate, it's also talking about murmuring something. As I begin to change my self-talk by saying, no, this is what the promises of God say, and I connect that to a mental image, the Bible says, I'm going to prosper in everything that I do. So my questions to you is, what do you see? See, what do I see? Does it violate scripture? Does it match my divine design? Am I designed for this specific purpose? And other people will begin to also say, well, this is what I see. I can begin to listen to those things. What do people see? What do they see? Love that is expressed through me effortlessly. And then what am I speaking? Am I speaking against God's will and plan? Or am I delighting in Him and allowing the desires of my heart to come to fruition? And I want to end in Psalm 37, verses 3 to 7. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. Begin to meditate. Allow God's faithfulness to be your sustenance, he's saying. Delight yourself in the Lord. Begin to delight in God, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He will bring it to pass. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way. I want to encourage you, as you begin to delight in God and in His word, and you connect that to the imaginations of your heart, the dreams and the desires and the visions that God has for you, you are going to prosper. That is what His word has said, that you will prosper in your way as you begin to put God first and connect the imaginations of your heart and delighting in His promises to you. And you will begin to see them manifest in your life, in the day and land of the living. Not one day when you die, but in your land, in where you are today, you can experience God's promises by connecting them to the imaginations of your heart. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved of God.